אחריו ישוס טייר לבוכן. חזל טלוס, עוד יושע משה בני ישראל, דודן סי שור, צז יושע, לושן עושת. חזל טלוס מכאן לתחיל את המסה מן התורה. Here is a makor that there'll be such a thing as Tchiyas HaMesim, Yoshe, in the future. They won't be here in the future, they will be in the future, because there'll be Tchiyas HaMesim. But in other words, it means that when they came to the Yom Suf, they were given Emuna and Tchiyas HaMesim. If it says Mikan and Tchiyas HaMesim in HaTorah, it means that that's when Klal Yisrael, every Yid, Anamun and Tchiyas HaMesim. It's a basic question. Midavon every day in second Baruch in Shemen Esra is a Mechaya HaMesim. Chazal tell us the person who's Kofer and Tchiyas HaMesim is lacking basic Emunah. It's one of the 13 Ikrim. Why does a person have to believe in Tchiyas HaMesim? What's me nagaya in my avodas Hashem, my daily life, whether there'll be Tchiyas HaMesim or not? Tchiyas HaMesim will be something that will be in the future. The Eibush will be Mechaya HaMesim, will be Mechaya HaMesim. Why is it necessary for me? This is one of the basic 13 Ikrim that the Rambam put down. The Chazal put it in a bracha. And the Eibush there, before we went through the Yam, before we were saved, in order to be able to have Kriyas Yam, so you had to have Emunah and Tchiyas HaMesim. Why? Why is it so important? The Torah starts, Sefer Shmos, Eile Shmos b'nei Yisrael, Aboim Mitzrayma. Aboim says, Loshen Hoiva. If you read the Pasuk further, it says, they came with Yankiv Avinu. Why does it say Aboim Loshen Hoiva? Svarim bring Haboim is Rosh Teves Baruch Ato Hashem Mechaya HaMesim. When is Baruch Ato Hashem Mechaya HaMesim come in? To Eile Shmeis Ben Yisrael Haboim Mitzrayma. Why is there a remez there for Tchiyas HaMesim? What is the necessity of it? What does it mean to us? It's beautiful Rosh Teves, but it has to mean something. It doesn't mean anything in our world of Asiya, then it doesn't mean anything to us. So we'll take two paths, two ways. Both of them are true. Both of them are a necessity for every Yid. Why has to know Tchiyas HaMesim? First thing we'll say over on the Kuda from Rabbi Zriel Taube. Oliver Sholem, I think all of you probably heard of him. He was from the greatest Balei Machshava in our generation. And he turned around the big world for a lot of people. And he said over the following story. His mother lived in Budapest. In the years of 1941, 42, 43, 44, before they were taken to Auschwitz, by the Germans, Yimach Shmon. His mother had children. She had three boys. Not only did she have three boys, but when she was taken to Auschwitz, she was pregnant with a fourth child. People in Budapest asked her a very simple question. Are you crazy? Now you're having children? We're in a ghetto, 1942, 43, everybody knew already what was waiting. What do you bring children out of the world for? And she went on her way. when she came to Auschwitz. You all know the infamous doctor, Yimach Shmei, took her, sent her to a hospital for his way of learning medicine. Since she was pregnant, and he wanted to do all his tests, so she stayed alive. The only reason she lived through the war is because she was pregnant. If not, she would have been killed. The child died. The child was a girl. She was born. She died. But she lived only because she was pregnant. Her father, her son, Rabbi Zriel, asked her in later years, everything is true. How do you have children? How did you overcome? True, all your children lived through it miraculously. But how? How do you bring down children in such a world? What did she answer? Listen to what she answered. I hope I will change every one of your lives. She answered, when I bring down a child to this world, that child is Nitzchi. The child is here for Nitzchis. He'll be killed tomorrow, but he's going to get up on Tchis Amesim because he was born. So I brought down a child to Nitzchis. What's the difference? What's the difference? So he's going to get killed, but I brought Nitzchis to the world. I brought Nitzchis. I brought down a child that's Nitzchi. Takes time to sink in, to change our way of thinking. We realize Tchis HaMeisim means I am Nitzchi. Let me give you a new touch, a new translation every single day from now on. If you have your own siddur, I give you permission to write it into a siddur even. Shelo yasani goy means. You know why shelo yasani goy? Why? Let me ask you, why do you say bracha shelo yasani goy every day? Tell me one reason. You'll give me all kinds of different reasons. There's one simple reason, because I'm a Nitzchi and he's not a Nitzchi. Finished. It's enough reason to dance from the morning till at night. You don't have to grapple, why shall I say? Go, oh, I believe, he doesn't believe. I have mitzvahs, he doesn't have mitzvahs. Basic difference. I'm here for Nitzchis and he's not here for Nitzchis. He's here for 70 years and to decay afterwards. And we are here to be lishene ofar, to go to sleep in the ground, until the time of ikitzu ve'ranenu shaychne ofar, until the Rebbe Shlomo will wake us up. That is the explanation of three words, shelo yasani goy. If you realize that, realize to look at me, myself, in a different light. Let's take a muscle from Israel Tauba. A very interesting muscle. I have to go into Olam HaDimyon to be able to use a Dimyon of a muscle. What does a muscle mean? That's what a muscle means. It's trying to bring something down to you, to be able to understand it. To use as a Dimyon. Someone will sell you a car. He will tell you this car has an ability to change into a flying object. It can pick itself up and fly. There's a special place in this car, there's a hidden button, you could do it. I'm not going to give you the information. You don't have the information. Maybe one day you'll get the information, but now not. Will he treat the car the same like the other person treats the car? We will realize the potential of the car and we'll treat it differently. Of course, I realized the potential of the cow treated differently. A very simple nimshal. Look at yourself. You're the same human being as somebody else. True, but you're a nitzchi. You have something that can keep you forever. You can't treat yourself with indifference. You can't treat yourself, who am I, what am I? I don't care what I am, I don't care what I do. I'm a nitzchi, I'm going to come back. I'm going to be around again. I look at myself differently. The biggest shmira, the biggest protection for a yid, to stay an erlich yid, and not to throw in the towel, is emunah in tchiyas ha'maasim. Because you know who you are. You know why you're better, why you're different, and with what you're different. And you know you have to prepare yourself not for something that's today it's here and tomorrow it's not here. Not like Elisha ben Avuya said, Nezel ben Sani by Alma. Because today we're here and tomorrow we are not here. You know that's the Goyish world's motto. What's the Goyish world's motto? Enjoy yourself. You only live once. And if you enjoy yourself, you only live once, then you go and you do whatever you want. And you start doing one teiv and another teiv and another teiv. But if you realize that we don't only live once, we live for always. And then I can't do what I want. Let's go back to Eile Shmoiz Ben Yisrael HaBoyim Mitzrayim. I'm going to say a Belzavart, a very Chassidish avart. Son of Rab Shalom Belzer was Rab Shila Belzer. He was a Yid that lived in the area. He was close to him. He sent him far away into a surroundings that weren't of his kind, that were less stringent than he was. And he wrote letters back. It's very hard for him, it's not a good surroundings. And one day, after a year, he wrote back, I'm getting used to it. Told him, come back. As long as you're not used to it, I can let you stay there. Once you're getting used to your surroundings, you're comfortable with your surroundings, then you have to come home. What's the lesson in this story? A very deep lesson in this story. How do we live in this world? How do we exist in this world? How is it possible for us to stay good in this world? Without getting used to, never getting used to this world. You know how you stay good in this world? You're not Asher Bo Mitzrayim. You didn't come yesterday to Mitzrayim and you were there. Every single day is as if you came today to Mitzrayim. Haboim Mitzrayim. Every single day you felt you're the first day here, you're so uncomfortable, you're so out of place. You just came here. Then you could be the way it should be. How do you stay like that? What's the ingredients to stay Abayim Mitzrayim? Ah, Abayim is Rashi Tevis, Baruch Ata Hashem Mechaya Amesim. I'm a Nitzchi. I'm different than everybody around me. Then you could be Abayim Mitzrayim. If you know Tchiyas HaMeisim, you could be Abayim Mitzrayim. That is the first lesson. Why Tchiyas HaMeisim is not something of the future, it's something now. Something of how I look at myself, how I view myself, how I treat myself, and how I act. Because I'm a Nitzchi. And then Amun and Tchiyas HaMeisim takes away all the talk of be realistic. No, I can't be realistic. I'm not a realistic person. I'm not real. I'm Nitzchi. From here, we'll go a minute. We'll go away for a minute. And we'll show you that every single one of you are not real people. Every one of you believe that you've been Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, yeah? Right? So let's take a piece of Tzadik HaKayin in the Divrei Sefer. A very simple, simple nekuda. Avraham Avinu gave birth. Torah HaKadosha tells us that Sarah was an Akara. There was no way in the world she should have a child. Avraham Avinu was 100 years old. There was no way in the world he could have a child. It was a Nesgoli. Shalekei Derech HaTeva, yeah? So if the only way Avraham had a child is Shalekei Derech HaTeva, then are you on the world Kei Derech HaTeva or Shalekei Derech HaTeva? Are you on the world Kei Derech HaTeva or Shalekei Derech HaTeva? If you believe Be'emunah Shleima that you're a Ben Avraham Yitzchak V'Yankiv, the only way you're on the world is Shalekei Derech HaTeva. So how can you tell me that you have to live Kederech HaTeva, your existence is Shalei Kederech HaTeva? Your existence is Shalei Kederech HaTeva. Your existence is Shalei Kederech HaTeva because of Avraham Avinu. Your existence is Shalei Kederech HaTeva because Yitzchak was by the Akedah. And it says in Chazal, that when was the Baruch of Baruch Atah Hashem Achai HaMeisim said, when Yitzchak came down from the Mizbeach of the Akedah, the Malachim said, Baruch Atah Hashem Achai HaMeisim. So it means, why are we here in this world? Not because of Teva. So how could somebody come with a complaint? Or with a shita, oh, this he can't be. We're Tabadik people. We have to live realistic. But you're not here realistic. Realistic, you don't exist. If you talk realistic, you don't exist. You're not here in this world. Because realistic, if you tell me that a woman at 90 should have a muna, that she could have children, you'll laugh from her. You're not realistic. You're 90 years old. How can you have children? But if Sarah Imenu had children, then where are their children? We're the descendants of Sarah Imenu. So realistically speaking, we don't exist. So then we have to look at ourselves in a completely different light. That's Nekuda Aleph. And that comes for you, to help you every day in your life. If you live this nekuda, if you'll start your day with a Shalei Sanigrei that way, and you'll live the nekuda of realizing who you are and what your abilities are, and from where you come, a lot of the problems and a lot of the things that face you, you realize, me it can't face because I'm not the same like everybody else. That's one. Now we'll come to a second Nekuda. Second Nekuda of Tchiyas HaMeisim. Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, a person is Shoychet on Shabbos, Mishamayim Achayiv. Gemara brings, it's Chayiv Mishum Tzeveya. And B'Shem HaKadosh said on this Gemara, a very classic word. Shoychet da Alma, the Gemara says. He says the Gemara's Meram is on the Yetzirah. The one who kills everybody in this world, the Yetzirah, the Samach Mem, the Malach HaMavas. Why is he going to be Chai if he's doing his job? He's doing his job. He was sent to do it, right? Everybody knows the Zera Kodesh, the Moshe, the Malach. Went and wanted to see if a person is true to him, and he sent somebody to try to get the person to do an Aveira. That's the Yetzirah. He's trying to prove our Neman is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so why is he going to be geshachten? Why are they going to shecht the Malacham Avos? The Gemara says in Sukkah, the way it's going to be, Los and Lovay. Why? Not the Baal Shem, because he has no right to be Tzeveya and Avera as a mitzvah. He can come and tell you, you know, I have an Avera for you. You're going to burn in Gehenna, but it's good. It's Kishmak. It's Kishmak. Enjoy yourself. I have an Avera for you. Eishes Paitiva didn't tell you Yisrael Tzadik she's doing a mitzvah. Or did she? She did. What did she see? She saw about Tzigninus. So, Tzeveya is no good. That's the Baal Shem's word. I heard from my Rebbe, a Murdik word. The Torah has a different Tzeveya. And nowadays, his Tzeveya is a different Tzeveya. He takes a black paint, and his Tzeveya, that your matzev, your condition, is dark as could be, and there's no way out of it. His Tzeveya, you black, that you're a lost case, you throw in the towel, you did X, Y, Z, goodbye, get out of here. You don't belong anymore. He does it to everybody. He's a mumcha in showing you this sefer, that sefer. This one says you can't do tshuva. This one says it's impossible. This one says it's too hard. He's tzeveya. He paints everything black. So if everything is black, I'm a lost case anyway. That's what Elisha ben Avuya says, right? Eizel v'sana b'alma. I'm a lost case. Says in Zera Kaddish, person who doesn't believe in Tchiz HaMeisim is a shaita. Why? A person lived, he had one Tchiz, right? A stick had Tchiz ever? No. What was the first thing that Kaddish Baruch Hu showed to Paray? A stick that turned into what? A nachash. Let's remind ourselves of the Lashon HaPasuk. Tunu lachem moifes. Who's lachem? Tunu lanu moifes. Says a sefer Erech Lachaim. Parshas Va'eira. Paray said, you're going out in Golis. I know where you are at night. I know what goes on in my city at night. I know where you Jews are at night. I know what kind of errors you do. Who are you telling me you're going to go out from here? You're in the same dumps as us. You're the same low people as us. Tunu lachem moifes. Give me proof that you can get out of here. That you have hope. Look, the Eibishter, I'll take a stick that never lived and becomes a live thing. If a stick that never had life could become alive. Kolshken, a person that once lived, could become alive. So what lies in this Zayir HaKadosh? Tchiz HaMeisim is the biggest proof on tshuva. If a dead person could become alive, a Rasha that's a meis, Rishon b'chayim kruim meisim, could surely become alive. So we have a whole new nekuda. Why we have to be a maminim in Tchiyas HaMeisim? Because if you're not maminim in Tchiyas HaMeisim, the Great Tzara has such a hold on you and tells you, what do you mean? You did this? Goodbye. You're a lost case. Now go. You pierced one red line. Go pierce all the red lines. Why not? You're a lost case anyway. So why not go all the way? Why not do everything in the books? Teretz says, no, I have Tchias HaMeisim. There's no such thing, I'm a lost case. I'm able to live. I'm able to be Machayim myself. I'm able to come back. That's the Amunah Tchias HaMeisim. That's a basic Amunah for every day in our lives. Because we all live a life of ups and downs. Shlomo Wolba said, if you go to a doctor and you take EKG and it's a straight line, you're dead. Life is above the above and down, up and down. Life has Yiridas. Life has its falls. You have to be able to pick yourself up. Sheva Yipel Tzadik V'kom. And V'kom doesn't mean you just get up. V'kom means you go all the way up afterwards. Because from the fall, you watch yourself and you become better and you become again better. And you don't give up when you fall because it's Tchias HaMeisim. And once and twice and three times and four times and five times and six times, no matter how many times. So there's two basic lessons. Why, when Klal Yisrael came to create Yom Sof, there had to be Maminim Tchias HaMeisim. But we're going to give it one more twist. What was Kriyas Yom Sof? Chaim V'Tal writes in Shara Kedusha, a sefer which is not a Kabbalah sefer, a sefer which all of you could learn and read. Not read, read doesn't mean anything, learn. The person has four Yisodos. Eish, Mayim, Ruach, and Ofar. Everything in the world is made up of four Yisodos. Four elements. Eish, Mayim, Ruach, Ofar. Eish Mayim Ruach Ofer can take a person all the way up. Eish Mayim Ruach Ofer can take a person all the way down. Mashpil Rishayim Adei Oretz. What's the Rosh Tevis? Mayim Ruach Ofer Eish. The four Yisraelites could be Mashpil Rishayim Adei Oretz. The four Yisraelites can take a person all the way up. Depends what you do with them. Yisoid HaMayim, says Rabbi Chaim V'Tal, is Taiva. There's good Taiva. Nechsef Nechsefti Tshuka Tere Ebishti. There's Taiva that we all suffer from. The worst damage, the worst enemy that we have, Taiva. The hardest thing for a person to overcome. Taiva. Mayim is Taiva. Kriyas Yom Sof is the Kriya of the Yom of Taiva. The Shabbos is Mesugal to split the Yom of Taiva. But how do you split the Yom of Taiva? I know where I am. Malach said, Alalu v'alalu, right? Can't split the Yom for them. Alalu v'alalu. Now I have a Munah in Tchias HaMeisim. I can split the yam for me because I'm a mean with Tchias HaMeisim, I can't with Tchias HaMeisim in the Torah. If you want the yam to split, there's one way to split the yam with the Mamun and Tchias HaMeisim. That's how the yam splits. That's how you can get through the yam of Taiva and overcome the yam of Taiva because you're a mean with Tchias HaMeisim. Taira Tzadikim. Amunah doesn't come from nowhere. Amunah comes because you're Maminim, B'nai Maminim, because Amunah is instilled in you. The way to find Amunah is by learning Torah and learning more Torah and learning more Torah. You bring out the Amunah that's hidden within you. I'm going to tell you something because I think I'm mechuyev to say it if I talk. The world thinks that the apps that we are open to are dangerous because of the te'eva of the apps. It's not so bad. Because the yid is b'teva, doesn't fall for te'eva, at the end of the day he'll overcome it. But Chazal tells us on Apokursus called Ba'el La Yeshuvim. The only thing Chazal tells us called Ba'el La Yeshuvim is on Apokursus. minus, anti-amuna. I don't have to tell you. You know better than me. If you don't know, I'll tell it to you. The apps are a danger, not so much as te'eva. There are greater danger, the minus and apokursis, and the anti-amuna that exists. And that is called be'al yeshuvim. And the bat is very hard the way back. So if you want to know where our avodah is, where our avodah is, comes the days of Shevoven, comes the parasha that we have to split the yam, we have to have mimamin matchis ameisen, we have to know, but we have to watch ourselves. You can't be a mam matchis ameisen and say, I can do everything and I'll give him a chai ameisen. Because on one thing, it's zicha says, called by Elo Yeshua. On one thing, it said that the way back is a very hard way back, and that's minus. So we have to watch ourselves. We have to keep ourselves away from it. And you can't say, hey, I'll read it and it won't damage me. Because the Heilige Chofetz Chaim was bigger than all of us. There was no greater mammon in our generations than our last generation than the Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim had to know what's going on in the world. And in the days of the Chofetz Chaim, there was a newspaper called The Moment, written in Jewish by the anti-Jews, by the Yeshivim. But Jews didn't believe in anything. And their articles were anti-everything. And the Chofetz Chaim had to read it to know what's going on, to know how what we have to fight. You know what happened if the Chofetz Chaim read the article? He took a Chumash and learned from Bereshis to Lasis, Sheshis Yimei Bereshis, to instill back in him emuna that was nivgam from reading the article. If the Chofetz Chaim was afraid from reading the article, that would become nivgam is emuna. And he needed to read Sheshis Yimei Bereshis to instill back his emuna. What are we to say? I don't know if we can instill back emuna like the Chofetz Chaim by reading Sheshis Yimei Bereshis. But we could learn from the Chofetz Chaim the danger of reading, the danger of exposing ourselves to anti-amuna, to apokursis, to things that are void of everything that we want to have. And realize that it's dangerous. And realize that we all have the ability to split the waters. To split the waters. And go through it with our amuna, who we are and what we are. And realize that we are nitzchiistic people. And we are people that have an ability to do everything that we can and everything that we want. We should have a lot of atzlocha. Amen.